up, you guys? I'm Asai Killian, and we're back with another episode of the Side Vision Podcast. And today I'm here with my friend, my teammate, Braylon. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Braylon.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Braylon Burbridge. I'm from Miami, Florida, and I'm a freshman at the College of Worcester, and I'm here on the Side Vision Podcast.
It's great to have you here today on my show, Bray. Really appreciate you for coming out tonight.
Appreciate you for having me.
Always, man. So let's get started. On this episode, we're going to be talking about how basketball has played a significant role in the media industry and how basketball has grown over the years through the social media. So, Bray, how has basketball made an influence on your life through the media?
At a young age, I would watch ESPN 30 for 30, seeing basketball players or any athlete to grow up and how they strive for greatness. And now it's more like a social media type thing where overtime, Ball is Life, Hoop Diamonds, a whole bunch of people are posting young kids growing up and basically following their whole life.
Crazy how social media has played a huge role in these young athletes' lives, and just being able to see how, you know, the media has grown and how we can listen and watch younger athletes around our age be able to play the sport and how they grow up. And, you know, it's really amazing, and to really understand our lives and also their lives as well, it's fantastic.
I feel like it also gives a deep look into like the day in the life of an athlete. Most people don't really understand how what an athlete has to go through, or just a day-to-day basis.
Right, and I feel like without us being able to understand and know how people go through on a daily-day basis, we wouldn't be able to know that if it wasn't for social media. Yeah. And, you know, the media being able to show these younger athletes the way that they're living life can challenge our lives as well, and being able to learn from them.
Makes and want to go harder.
Yeah, and then social media has been taking off tremendously.
That's sure. True. Very true.
So, Braylon, looking back now on our lives, how would you say the media has been before we were even born? Like, probably like around the 90s, the 80s. Like, how do you think the media has been from now to today's world?
Well, I don't think it was that great comparing to now, because they didn't have the same technology. I mean, they had really blurry cameras. If you would go back and watch the Michael Jordan game, for example, it would be kind of hard to even see their faces. And they didn't really have much color until a little bit later, until when media was really growing.
Right.
So it was lacking. As the years have been going on with the more influential players, I feel like media has also grown as well.
Right. And I feel like now influencers are able to go back and actually collect data from around that time and be able to put it in today's perspective. It's amazing. And back then, you wasn't really able to see behind the scenes.
You couldn't see it unless you were there.
Right. And now that we're able to find, you know, a lot of information and being able to take the media industry,
yeah,
now is just incredible.
Well, for example, NBA League Pass, mm-hmm. You could see like behind the scenes in the locker room, which is meetings. Like, you could see a lot of different behind the scenes things, like when they're off the court as well.
Right.
Like how they prep for games, warming up, simple stuff like that that you would never think of. But media has grown so much where you could get a close look into that.
Right. Well, I appreciate you for coming on today's
sure,
show,
bro.
Man. And, you know, it's great to have you. And I'm looking forward to having you again on today's show. And for the viewers, thank you for watching my podcast, and tune in on the next episode on Side Vision Podcast. Thank you.